defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios, the GunBroker. Going to be a long day. It's a Friday. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's not GunBroker.com. It's GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms EVRE20 Platinum microphone. Somebody shot me an email the other day. What is it? EVRE20, Electrovoice. RE20 is the model of this microphone. It is the venerable microphone that you see in virtually every radio studio across the country. It is the same one that Rush Limbaugh uses, actually, but I think his is dipped in gold. This is the Car Arms Platinum microphone. If you're watching us on the Facebook stream, thank you. If you're watching us on your television sets across Northern California and Reno, Nevada, and other places, parts unknown, great to be in the living room with you. And obviously, if you're listening on any of our dozens of affiliates across the country live or on a delayed broadcast, we love you. Welcome inside the program. It is Memorial Day weekend. It's the start of the weekend, right? Is it going to be a strange weekend for you? I don't know. It's not going to be a different weekend for me. I'm going to barbecue like crazy. I'm going to grill hard, and I'm going to go out on my boat, and then I'm going to come home, and I'm going to grill hard, and then I'm going to go out on my boat, and then I'm going to come home, and I'm going to grill hard, and then I'm going to bring you freedom on Fill Your Prescription for Freedom Sunday, and on Monday, I'm going to take the day off and grill hard and go out on my boat. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to do anything different than I did last year. I'm going to celebrate being an American. Make sure to tune in to the Sunday Monster Cast every year. I tell you the story of Captain Anthony Geiser and his aircraft going down on his way. I don't know, he's an American hero, and I'll tell you the story. I don't want to give it away, but you'll enjoy it. I open up every Memorial Day program with it. It's an emotional intro every Memorial Day. And let me just give you a hint. All of us have a Captain Anthony Geiser in our family. So make sure to tune in on Sunday for that. All right, we're going to jump right into this today for this Friday. I'm going right to my dear friend Lee, the gun writer Williams. Lee Williams from the Sarasota Herald Tribune. Lee, how the heck are you, brother?
Thankful as hell it's Friday, man. I am thankful as hell it's Friday.
You've had a heck of a week.
Yeah, we did. we did some work here, bro.
Well, let me tell listeners and viewers what happened here. On Monday, I reached out to Lee. Lee, as you know, is a regular contributor on the program. And by the way, Lee, thank you for that. You know, you don't get paid for doing this. You give us your time, you give us your voice, and you give us the stories that you write. You give us your wisdom, and you give us your commentary on all those things we talk about. It means so much to me, the show, the network, and to all of our listeners, I know, because I see the emails whenever you're on, okay? So thanks for that in advance.
Anything for the cause.
Go ahead.
Anything for the cause, brother. No, that's fine. Well, anything for the cause. Yeah.
All right. Well, here's the deal. I reached out to Lee Monday, and I said, hey, can you jump on air with me later today? He said, I can't. I'm working on this. I can't. But I should be good any other day this week. And Tuesday came. I said, hey, come on. You want to jump on? He said, I can't. I'm working on this. Man, this thing's got legs. He says, let's try later in the week. So I reached out to him Wednesday, and he said, man, I can't. He says, I can do Thursday, though. And I said, well, I can't do Thursday because Cam's coming on. How about Friday? He goes, I'm good. Let's rock and roll Friday. So we tried every day this week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And I appreciate your flexibility. I'm sorry I was a pain in the butt.
You were not, because I know what you were doing. And I don't know where that just came from. Are we still there?
I'm here.
Okay, I don't know where that came from. I'm not sure what that was. Anyway, okay, well, there was some weird music that popped in there, but I don't know where that came from. It might have been one of my buttons, because I'm going over to your page. This is why Lee, the gun writer Williams, couldn't join us on Monday, and I'm going to start with this. This is powerful stuff, and then I'll start with it, and then I'll let him take us to where we need to be. I don't know why that's happening. Why is that happening? I have no idea why that's happening, Lee. So I'm going to let you tell us about your story. We had an individual by the name of Santiago. Go on and tell us what's going on.
Before I became an editor about 3 years ago and they took away all my fun, I was an investigative reporter for 20 years. So I still have a lot of good friends in the community, a lot of contacts in the community. Someone reached out and told me about the plight of this young man, Daniel Santiago. He's from Massachusetts originally. He's a good man. Never was arrested. Worked for an American vehicle manufacturer, as a mechanic for 20 years, moved down, had a falling out with his wife, moved down here to Florida for a better paying job, wanted to better himself, man, wanted to get back and into Massachusetts at some point, maybe bring his family down here. Was living and working down in Northport, which is about 40 minutes south of Sarasota. Got a call from his soon-to-be ex-wife one night saying that she was never going to let him see his daughter again. He has one daughter with her. He has a daughter with a previous relationship. From what everybody told me, he self-identifies as a dad. You can tell in the photos that are on our site, HeraldTribune.com. The guy is all about his kids. He made a very, very bad decision then that night after he found this out. He went into a closet, took his 9mm pistol, put a picture of his kids on his lap, had a suicide note written, and he tried to shoot himself in the head 3 times. The first 2 times, he put the gun to his head, and he pulled the trigger. Thank God he flinched at the last minute both times, and the round missed him. The third time, he put the gun in his mouth, Mark, and he pulled the trigger, and thank the Lord, the pistol went click. There was a malfunction there. It saved his life.
Yeah, thank God for that.
Friends, yeah, absolutely. His friends who were downstairs, his roommates, they called 911, ran out of the house.
He had two roommates in the house. He had two roommates downstairs. Right. I want to make that clear, right? Both.
Right. They were downstairs. He was upstairs.
They called 911 when they heard the shots, and then they fled.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Northport police get there. They ring the house. They get him on his cell phone. He comes out. He's taken into custody gracefully. He was not armed. No fight, nothing. They did what they called on here a Baker Act, which is an involuntary mental committal, which is something you do when somebody attempts suicide. It's a 72-hour mental health hold. It's a great tool. But they also charged him with possession of a firearm while intoxicated, which is a misdemeanor. And then they charged him. Then they charged him with the big one, and that was shooting into a dwelling, which is a second-degree felony in Florida, punishable by up to 15 years in prison.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I was in law enforcement.
So let me wait a minute. I want to get this clear. Let me get this clear for the audience.
Sure.
I went to pull up the Herald Tribune page, and what's happening is because I'm running it off of my board, listeners and viewers, it's auto-playing, so I don't want to go back over there because I can't stop that, and it's nothing that Sean can control in the network. So suffice to say that what we're talking about here is an individual who suffered the indignity. And, you know, you said made a bad decision. I would even say, it's arguable, but made this tragic decision, made this
right.
Horrific. I mean, to be in a place that is so bad that you decide to end your life and then it to suffer this indignity of being arrested over this when I can pretty much bet you, based on what I read, that he was glad law enforcement was there because they were there to help him, right? He was reaching out for help.
He thanked the officer that spoke to him on the phone from Northport and profusely, you know, thanked him profusely. And then wham, bam, he's charged with the crime.
Next thing you know, he's wearing bracelets and he's sitting in the back of a squad car. That to suffer that indignity is on top of what he just went through. I can't even imagine. So go ahead and give us the rest of the info. We've got a couple more minutes before we cut out for the break.
He's held for a while on the Baker Act for 72 hours. Then he's held on his charges. Then he gets out and he reoffends. This happened in June of last year. He reoffends. He's picked back up because he violated the terms of his pretrial release. Mm-hmm. And he's been in the county jail for 4 months, the last 4 months.
Is he still in?
Not today.
Oh, there's a reason that he's not in.
Yeah.
When did your investigative piece hit the paper in the Sarasota Herald Tribune?
It went online live yesterday at around 10 a.m. It went live online.
And then it went into the physical paper this morning?
The updated version was printed today. Yesterday, about 5 hours after the story went online, we had a major, major development in the case.
What would that major development have been?
our state attorney, Ed Brodsky, called me and told me he was dropping all charges against this young man.
you know, this sounds like the My Cousin Vinny, you know, and what would that be? What happened next? State liked to drop all charges. That's exactly what happened, though, isn't it?
Right, right. 5 hours after we published online, all charges were dropped.
Now, do you, what do you, I know we're going to get hit here with the break, but I want to ask, what do you attribute that to? Obviously, but where did it come from? Did somebody in the office see the piece? Did you forward it to somebody? Did it go out as a press release? Now, hear that music means we're taking a break, so I'll keep asking these questions. Was it a PR that went out? Was it somebody that you sent it to? Did somebody contact the office because they were angered by what you read and enough people said, hey, cut the crap? We'll find out next. Great work by Lee the Gunwriter Williams back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style 3-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At $1 a face mask, that's $1 per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
this upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed, inside the GunBroker.com studios. The show is coming to you from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone, GunBroker.com. It is 100% free. Thousands of you have gone over there. It's like everything else that we associate with the show here. There's a reason they're here. It's a no-brainer. It works for us. It's GunBroker.com, for crying out loud, and it doesn't cost anything to go over there and sign up and be able to peruse all of those auctions. You also want to check out GunGenius.com. An amazing place. Patricia Huff and I go through the top guns, the top sellers, you know, at least two or three different categories, probably closer to four different categories. Once a month, we'll be doing that again right there. The first week of June, we'll go and see what was the biggest sellers over there on GunBroker.com during the month of May. So make sure to check it out, please. I mean, that's how we support them. It doesn't cost anything to support GunBroker. Just go check out their auctions. Eventually, you're probably going to wind up buying something over there, but they've got everything that you need. And I'll be talking to you about a new shopping channel that we have today, too. Really fun stuff. PulseTV.com/armed. PulseTV.com/armed. I love stuff like this. I'm looking at it right now. Just with the thousands and thousands and thousands of really cool products over there. Pulse TV loves what we're doing here. So we put together this Armed American Radio shopping channel powered by Pulse TV. And it's a lot of the, you know, for TV stuff and just all kinds of gadgets, thousands of things you can go over there and buy and support Armed American Radio. It's a lot of fun. So lots of cool stuff happening. All right, let's go back to Lee, the gun writer, Williams. Lee, so you're welcome back, by the way, Lee. Let me get your picture back up here. There we go. It even says Lee. There you go. Welcome back with me, brother. How are you? Good?
Good. Still good.
All right, we ought to be after this piece of work you did. It's exciting for me to see stuff like this from you. I mean, you write so many great pieces over there. That's why you're the gun writer. But it's really, really cool to see something like this get legs and change a life. Have you met this man? Do you have any intention of meeting him?
I do. I haven't met him yet. I think he got sprung this morning. So
sprung. I've been putting from the jurn.
From the jurn.
He got sprung from the jurn, huh? The pokey, and he sprung. He was there for what, 4 months, you said?
Yeah, yeah.
For trying to commit. Wait, wrap your head around this, viewers and listeners. He was thrown in jail for trying to kill himself.
Yeah, I spoke to a lot of attorneys about this when I was reporting the story, and most of them didn't believe it. I mean, having somebody who's Baker acted and charged with the crime, as we said in the story, is incredibly rare. And two or three of these attorneys I was speaking to, they all joked the same. Why didn't they just charge him with attempted murder of himself, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to think about this, when you try to wrap your head around something like this, it's kind of nutso. Now, of course, you know I'm from Florida, so I know a little bit about the Baker Act stuff that goes on down there. And there's also a very rarely used act in Florida called the Marchman Act as well. But you very rarely hear about it. But the Baker Act is what's common. That's the involuntary. Essentially, it's the white coats coming to get you, and you don't have a choice. And they're going to put you away and evaluate you for up to 72 hours, right?
You're going for 72 hours. Yep.
It's a done
deal.
Absolutely.
And that would have been very appropriate in this case, obviously.
Yeah.
But the criminal charges, no one was hurt. No one was threatened. There wasn't any close calls. Don't know where the rounds went, but he's upstairs, and we know they went up. So ceiling joist, roof, sure it was a 9 mil.
None of that doesn't matter. What matters is that he's alive.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you read the story, I'll just leave this part of it with this. But when you read the story, you see the picture of him with his daughter. His daughter, I think, is Maya. She's, 11 years old. And then he and his girlfriend have a 4-year-old. And the fact that you would consider, you know, this reminds me very much of Bob Owens, my dear friend over at Bearing Arms, who made you know, huge news in these circles when about a week after the NRA convention, which was at the time being held here in Atlanta, I had dinner with Bob. I introduced my family to him. Myself, Alan Gottlieb, Crossbreed Holsters, and a number of others were sitting there all having dinner with Bob Owens. We were having a wonderful time. And I got the news a week later that he had shot himself and killed himself right after. It was absolutely mind-boggling to all of us to try to figure it out. And I could only wish when I read a story like this that what happened to this man could have happened to Bob, that there was something that could have interceded here, and Bob would be with us today. He was a brilliant mind in this field. And as you know, an award-winning writer. You know, so, I mean, to see, I can't imagine him having been thrown in jail, Lee.
Yeah, it's, it's a permanent solution, they say, for a temporary problem, and horrible. And I can't think of a time where he needs to be with his friends and family more than this should have been a private situation without the state being involved. Okay, I get the Baker Act, bring him home and let them evaluate and make sure he's not in immediate danger. Then go home, spend time with friends and family, work through some problems that he obviously needed to work through. But no, he was sitting in jail for a felony that he could have got up to 15 years. Would he have? Probably not. But, I mean, I've never seen anybody charged with a crime and Baker Act. And one of the people we spoke to in the story, she runs a local behavioral health facility. She's been in the business 25 years. She'd never heard of this happening before.
No, I never have in all the years covering stuff like this. Yet generally, the Baker Act, what will wind up, listener or viewer, with a Baker Act is after the 72-hour evaluation, you will either be let go in your own recognizance or they will recommend that you are hospitalized or seek medical, you know, mental health treatment, et cetera, which is what this is about. If there's substance abuse involved, there may be a recommendation to attend a substance abuse facility, et cetera. But I have never in my life heard of someone being jailed. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, hats off to you, brother. Okay. And I just lifted my lid on your behalf to say thank you for that piece of work that is going to change not just his life, but his girlfriend's life, his extended family's lives, and in particular, more important than anybody else, those two kids. And
well, I got to thank you too, because I'm sorry. I got to thank you too, because this thing blew up online, and that's what made the change. It went instantly to our number one story. Thanks to you for your support on social media. Dan at Truth About Guns helped. The gun community exploded the story. It's still our number one story. Because I think it resonates well with a lot of people. And so I want to thank you for helping get the word out on this, too.
No, it's not a problem. That's what we do. You know, this is the lead story above the fold. It's Sarasota Herald Tribune still right now today as we speak at 4:28 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, 1:28 Pacific Time on Friday on the West Coast. Is it not? I believe it still is.
Yeah, it's still our number one story by a long stretch. Our metrics are somewhat private, but, yeah, it's doing very well. Incredibly well, thanks to the support from listeners and the gun community and folks here.
This
is a good man, Mark. This is not a bad guy. This is a good guy. He just made a really bad series of decisions.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at that. Now, this happened in Northport, Florida, and I'm going to leave Northport on a funny note because I know that area very, very well, having lived there for so long. If you ever find yourself traveling south of Sarasota to maybe Naples or Fort Myers or even farther across Alligator Alley and you have to use the restroom, don't pull off at Northport. You're going to have to go 8 to 10 miles to find somewhere to use the restroom. So if you really got to go, either do it in Sarasota or be able to hang on to it until you get to Fort Myers, because there ain't nothing in Northport for miles and miles and miles. And Lee's laughing because he knows I'm right. We'll be back right after this on the Friday before Memorial Day. I hope you're getting ready to fire up your grills. We're grilling hard at the ranch. I'm telling you that. Back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back in Friday, the start of your Memorial Day weekend. It is 4:34 p.m. on the East Coast, 1:34 p.m. on the West Coast. If you are tuned in live, if you're watching us delayed, well, you can look down at your watch and at your clock or your phone, and you can find out what time it is wherever you happen to be as you're catching the show. But I hope you're enjoying it, whether it's on one of our radio station affiliates across the country, one of the television stations carrying the broadcast, or, of course, on the Facebook live stream. Lee, the Gunrider Williams. I'm talking to Lee, the Gunrider Williams from the Sarasota Herald Tribune. Lee, welcome back in. I got to, before I go to another piece that you wrote that I just thought was brilliant, and I hope the rest of the media gets it, I got to ask you, did you by any chance, because you're working from home now, right?
Right. Working out of the house.
Did you happen to catch Michaela McEnany's press conference today?
I did not.
Let me tell you, viewer, if you missed it, listener, if you missed it, go back and watch it. She absolutely destroyed the mainstream media, destroyed them, embarrassed them, made them look like the idiots that they are, sent them packing. All of them were stunned in silence. And then she stormed out after giving them a homework assignment. Lee, it was absolutely masterful. And you know what's really great? I guess I can say this on national radio. She looked really good doing it, too. Am I allowed to say that?
You are, sir. You are.
As a man in America today, am I allowed to say that I find a female attractive? Can I do that without getting in trouble?
Yeah, I think you're okay. I think you're on safe ground.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm on safe ground. All right, it was absolutely stunning. What they did was they started attacking her when she began taking questions after Dr. Birx was up there, which, by the way, showed the country's coronavirus cases dropping radically. And that was very clear based on the charts and graphs, Lee. And then the members of the media begin hammering her on Trump saying, we want churches open across this country, and if you governors don't do it, I'm going to override you. So they started hammering her. Under what authority does President Trump have this? So every one of these people wanted to see. They were hitting her from the left. She finally said, you know what? It's incredible to be in a room filled with people who apparently want to see these churches kept closed, our religious freedoms kept shut down across this country. And she then moved on and said, you know, I asked questions of you last week. How many people followed up with the Obama administration? And here's what you heard. She said, exactly. Now I'm going to ask you five questions. And she went on to ask five questions and said, it's a three-day weekend. It's a long weekend. Those of you with journalistic integrity basically will come back with, because I'm going to ask you again. After the holiday, she slammed the book and walked out. They just sat there stunned. Absolutely brilliant work. Congratulations. All right, Lee, let me take you over to another piece that you wrote that I loved. Is an AR a patrol carbine or an assault rifle? I thought this was ingenious. This goes back to the 13th. I can't believe I haven't covered this with you yet. But words matter, don't they?
Absolutely. And you
tell me
and I
about the premise of this.
Well, I just got sick and tired of the constant demonization of what is my rifle, an AR. You know, it's either if it's in civilian hands and it's being described in the national media, it's an assault rifle. However, if a law enforcement agency buys them or you see a law enforcement officer with one, then it's a patrol carbine. Well, you can't have it both ways. Is it an assault rifle or is it a patrol carbine? And, I mean, like the protesters that have recently popped up at state capitals, when it's in their hands, it's assault rifles. When Capitol Police are watching them nearby, they've got patrol carbines. And I hate it. I hate it. It's just this ongoing, constant drumbeat demonizing what is the most popular firearm in America.
I thought the questions and the way you asked it were just brilliant. If a citizen or cop is carrying a rifle, call it a rifle. If they're carrying an AR, yeah, call it an AR. If they're carrying an AK, call it an AK. If they're carrying an HKMP5SD, call it one. Extra credit if you get this right. Now, I guess I'm going to get some extra credit because the HKMP5SD is an internally silenced 9mm submachine gun. Oh, Lee, I want one. What do I got to do to get one? Do you have one you can send me?
I had one I used to use. They are a beautiful piece, a fine piece of German engineering.
Oh, they truly are. You know, I would call this like BMW. I've never shot the HK MP5SD in 9mm. If I'm not mistaken, I'm going by memory here, it's a 15 or 30 round capacity magazine that burps it out pretty quick in full auto mode. But I've never fired one, but I'm going to say I owned two BMWs, a 3 Series and a 5 Series, and I miss every time I get behind the wheel of a car, I miss driving that 5. It was just such a beautifully engineered car. It truly is, and like the MP5, I'm going to say, the ultimate driving machine, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. It is a fun gun. Of course, they went the way of the dodo bird and night sights once every law enforcement agency in the military started realizing they can use the M4. They can use their AR. It's a much better platform and more powerful. And you can make hits out to 300-400 meters as opposed to maybe 100 yards with an MP5.
Yeah, well, you're talking the difference between that 9mm versus that 223 or 5.56. Obviously, the muzzle velocity. I don't know do you happen to know what the muzzle velocity is on the HK MP5SD?
It's just a regular. Yeah, I don't. It depends on what it's loaded with. It's just a 9mm. It's just
What you're going to get with that is essentially what you're going to get out of your pistol, depending on the grain, the weight of the round, the 9mm, et cetera. But yeah, it's certainly not coming out of the muzzle at you know, 3,200 FPS or 2,800 MPS, et cetera. But still, just a beautiful gun to shoot. I'm sure I have never fired one, so I have to get my hands on one of those bad boys. But good work on that piece, because you're absolutely 150,000 points correct on this. okay, that words do matter. And that's what I took away from this was it wasn't an assault on the media, but it was, I don't know. I mean, I know you well enough to say it was kind of a wink and a nod, backhanded, you know, get it together. Are you, you make a mention in here that you, let me see if I can find it in your piece. For the past 7 years, I've tried my best to educate my colleagues in the media about firearms. Some get it, some don't care. That's got to frustrate you to no end. But are you making any? Are you making up any ground here? Is your work getting through some of these people?
Yeah, it really is. And I'm getting calls from people who work at other media organizations occasionally, where they ask questions, and that's great. You know, strive for accuracy. They're striving for accuracy. As I pointed out here, I mean, I met some at other papers who couldn't articulate the difference between a rifle and a shotgun. I mean, that's the base level. But yeah, every time a reporter has wanted to go shooting, I've taken them. So we're doing our own little propaganda here, subtly and mildly, and letting them know that they're not a big, guns are a nice tool. They're not a big something you got to be scared of. You're not going to get PTSD when you shoot an AR a couple times in an indoor range like that columnist at the New York Post claimed.
Yeah, well, let me just make this very clear. And this is real world. This is not some dopey columnist or some stupid politician trying to push an agenda. I have never, and I know you, viewer and listener, if you've walked in my shoes, and I hope you have. If you haven't, please take somebody anti-gun to the range. You'll convert them instantly. And here's why. Because guns are fun. Beyond anything else, they're fun. And they're fun to shoot. I have never once, Lee, heard anybody say to me after I took them shooting, that sucked, I never want to do that again, I can't believe I did that. It's wow, when can we go back? That was unbelievable. I had no idea how much fun that would be. That thing's not scary. That was a blast. I want one. True?
100%, especially when you have reactive targets like steel or shooting clay pigeons or something like that. It's instant conversions, man. They're instantly converted to our gun community. I've never had that either. Everybody I've ever taken shooting was like, oh, man, let's go again. How much are these? Where can I get one?
Exactly. Well, you know what you tell them? Here's what Derek says. We're going to go to the break with this. Uh-oh, you just referenced a machine gun. Now people will think you can buy one on the Internet. Here's what you tell that person. Oh, just call a gun shop in New Jersey or California. They'll ship it for you free of charge, and you'll have it in 2 days. Not true. Not true. Over 3 million Americans found that out over the last 2 months. Back. Wrap it up with Lee Williams right after this. Get ready to grill hard.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses classes are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed if you're watching on Facebook or on the live stream or on television. I actually have a Starbucks mug, but I'm drinking Defender Coffee in it, so I turned it around when I realized that the Starbucks logo was facing the camera, so I do apologize. DefenderCoffee.com, support the Second Amendment with every sip. But you already know that, and you get to donate your portion of the profits where you want them to go. So drinking coffee and supporting the Second Amendment Foundation and Armed American Radio, if you're going to drink coffee, it's kind of a no-brainer. We would hope that you would drink Defender, and all of us benefit. Great product, helps keep us on the airwaves. Second Amendment Foundation gets a donation and continues to bring these massive court cases across the country. Pulse TV, let me tell you something going on here. I love this stuff. And the guys that own Pulse TV are based out of Chicago. Lee Williams, is Chicago a gun-friendly place?
Never has been, if you're a law-abiding citizen.
You are, unless you're a criminal. Chicago's never a gun-friendly place, never has been. It's been vehemently anti-gun. And we've got the owners up here at Pulse TV that love what they sought us out, and they've got thousands and thousands and thousands of products in their fulfillment center, and they just created for us because they want to support us. And I love this stuff. Lee, have you ever stayed up late night and bought stuff on TV in the middle of the night? You can admit it. It's okay.
No comment.
No comment. That, I'm going to take that means yes. I won't ask you what you bought.
Yeah, but I mean,
okay. Sofia Vergara has sold me coffee makers, right, at 3 o'clock in the morning because, you know, Sofia Vergara.
Yep.
I have had boxes of knives shipped to my house over the years just because they were on at 3 o'clock and a buddy of mine and I were yelling, you know, he was up in the middle of the night and we're out buying knives together. These things still turn up all these years later. But I love these products, like, you know, inexpensive 9-piece SWAT survival kit with waterproof case, $9.99. Okay. 2,500 lumen plus a power bank, you know, rechargeable flashlight for $24. A 4-pack of SWAT tactical lights, stuff like that. 1,000 lumens plus a bug zapper. I mean, how fun is a bug zapper, right? They never get old, no matter how old you get. Everything from
What got me was a rotisserie grill. Rotisserie grill got me.
I've been there too. You're not alone. Been there. But all this stuff is available, and they set up a shop for us And it just went live today. It's an Armed American Radio shopping channel powered by Pulse TV. It's very, very cool. So you can support Armed American Radio by, and it's not just what you see on the page. You can go and reach the rest of everything they sell across their whole spectrum through this site. It's really bomb. I'm excited about it, and I can't thank the guys enough. I'll be talking to them about a little bit more so I can learn a little bit more about how it works when we get off the air today. But the website is Pulse, PULSETV.com/armed, A-R-M-E-D. Go check it out and see what's out there and have some fun. I know I'm going to. All right, Lee, the rest of our sponsors, I'm just going to run by name real quick. We'll get going. Lead Slingers Whiskey, Crossbreed Holsters, MyPillow. You guys are killing it. Record month. Absolutely phenomenal. Record month every single day. Promo code is AAR. Keep it up. They are thrilled. Mike Lindell personally has called me 2 times in the last month because of Armed American Radio to just support us, vocally support this program. It's incredible. Gunbroker.com, Second Amendment Foundation, North American Arms. Sadie's coming back next week. I'm going to give her Sunday and Monday off because it's Memorial Day weekend. We'll bring her back on the daytime show. And, of course, Bursa. We're going to be bringing Rafael Del Valle from Bursa here in the near future. And let's not forget, of course, Emerson Knives, famous in all the worst places because that's where our spec op heroes go, and that's the knife that they're carrying. And many of you have commented that you have them as well. They are the best you can buy. I've got about 6 of them. Lee the Gunwriter Williams, let me ask you something just for fun. Are you going to grill anything this weekend?
I may. I'm looking at probably a nice piece of grouper. Memorial Day tradition down here. Get a nice piece of grouper, big, thick grouper, fresh, and throw that on the grill. Nothing fancy on the sauce, little butter, little lemon. A little salt and pepper. Nothing better, brother. Nothing better.
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, I'm in Georgia. Those of you who don't know about grouper, it's a Florida fish. It's wildly popular in every restaurant in Florida. It can only be caught, if I'm not mistaken, off the Florida coast down there. And it is just incredible. It's white. It's flaky. There's no fish flavor to it at all, which makes it great for a sandwich. It's very versatile. Kind of feel like... what's his name on Forrest Gump? You can fry it, you can cook it, you can grill it, you can blacken it, but it makes a great sandwich. That's what I had a piece. The reason I say that is I grilled a piece of that last week. Publix up here had some fresh grouper, and it was absolutely outstanding. Great deal. I went to Costco earlier today in between the webcast with Rob Pincus and this live show because I didn't want to fight a crowd over the weekend. I picked up a couple of pork butts. I picked up some fish. Their cod is fantastic. And I have some halibut and some scallops. So we're going to do a really wild mixture of barbecue here. But my cooker will go all week. You know what, Lee? I'm disappointed. I want to get your thoughts on this. I'm disappointed. You know, every year, Home Depot and Lowe's sell 2 bags of Kingsford charcoal shrink-wrapped for like $9.95. And I wait and go get a year's supply of charcoal. You know, I went into Home Depot today on my way back from Costco, and you know what I was told?
Oh, no. What?
Yeah, because of COVID, they're not having a sale on charcoal. I go, what the hell's the correlation there?
I don't get that either.
Well, here's what she lamely tried to tell me. She said, well, because it's a sale item and it's a popular sale item, we've decided that we don't want to bring people into the store. So we're not offering it on sale. We didn't even put mulch on sale. So I stood right there at the Home Depot, and I called Lowe's from my phone. And I said, do you all have the Kingsford 2 bags on sale this weekend? She said, yes, we do. I said, I'll see you after 5 o'clock this afternoon when I get off the air. So Lowe's has it on sale. So guess where I'm going, you know?
Good for you.
I don't understand. It's like my homeowners association monitoring COVID-19. Are you kidding me? You're a homeowners association. Cut the grass and then get off my lawn, for gosh sakes. Oh, well, I hope you're going to use the beaches this weekend down there, Lee.
Yeah, they're finally all open. The last holdout was the one here controlled by the city, Lido Beach, but now they're all open. And Florida beach goers are smart. They'll social mm-hmm. distance or do whatever the hell they have to do. But, yeah, going to the beach. Absolutely.
You know,
that's what a long weekend's for.
Of course, and here's the thing, you correct me if I'm wrong. When I go to the beach, Florida beaches are beautiful, especially those panhandle beaches are gorgeous too. Sarasota, where you are, the Pink Sands, Lido Beach, Lido Key, Sand Key, all these beautiful places. I can't remember the last time I walked onto the beach with my wife and my kids and some lawn chairs and a cooler and went, oh, there's another family. Let's go sit 2 feet away from them. Who does that?
Yeah, this is not Southern Jersey beaches where you can walk from one end to the other on towels and never actually touch the sand. We have room down here and beautiful beaches. Siesta Key Beach, always the top beach in the country, right here in Sarasota.
Every single year, I mean, I said every week. Every single year it wins it, just like the Panhandle does. And, you know, I looked at 30A down there, and, you know, people that live up where I live will tend to spend more time down at the Panhandle beaches, which are absolutely beautiful. If you've never been, listener or viewer, by all means, check out the Florida beaches along the Panhandle. They are incredible. Along that stretch of 30A, they call it. You know, a lot of Floridians, I lived in Florida for years, never even heard about it. Lee, had you heard about the 30A beaches?
I have not. I've been focused on the ones down here.
You know, why should you? You know, you've got those beautiful pink sand beaches, and you've got everything from the Skyway Bridge on down. But the 30A beaches are a stretch of 30A along the Panhandle between Panama and Destin area. And it's in fact, you've heard of The Truman Show, the movie The Truman Show?
Oh, yeah.
Seaside is where that was filmed, right there on 30A. And you can go see at 31 Natchez Street, you can see the Truman House, the owners that still own it. Call it the Truman House, but you can rent homes all throughout 30A there, and I hope you do. Here's the deal. Make sure to tune in on Sunday. Lee the Gunwriter Williams, thank you for being here. We love you to death. TheGunwriter.com, that's all you need to know. Sunday's MonsterCast going off without a hitch. You're going to get an encore on Monday, and until we meet on the radio again, you know, remember, carry on, carry off, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught dead outside his cave without his club. Don't make it you. I'll see you on the radio. Enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day weekend. And remember why we're free.